We are going to head back over to Oakland and talk about an issue that we've been tracking very closely because it is important. The Kaiser Auditorium is the city of Oakland's last large community asset on public land, and the administration in 2014 signed a lease with Orton Development for $99 for 99 years with no community benefits. The Black Arts Movement Business District CDC filed an appeal demanding the city deny the lease and that the project be reworked so that it is in alignment with Oakland's stated race and equity values and laws. That appeal was supposed to be heard yesterday, but due to some serious community organizing, an agreement, a tentative maybe agreement, we're going to get clarity on that in a minute, was reached between Orton Development and community. We are joined by the founder and director of Black Arts Movement Business District CDC, Ayodele Nzinga. Good morning, Ayodele.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that, we're on the phone as opposed to 8:20 last night. anything that I missed in terms of briefly, because we only have a few minutes to talk about this, and I really want to get to the content of the deal that was reached. Any additional context for listeners who may not be following this story as closely as Brian and I are as hosts?
So we filed an appeal, and that appeal was extended so that we could be in conversation with Orton Development, who had failed to be in conversation with the primary stakeholders, which are communities of color, up until that point. A lot of things are interesting about this project. They grandfathered in a lot of Oakland policy for this project. They grandfathered in the impact fees. They grandfathered in an art percentage. What they failed to grandfather in was an equity lens. So we withdrew the appeal last night, but we signed an MOU that keeps this development that our city is very, very interested in giving this property to in conversation and accountable to community for the entire 99 years of their lease. We will continue to be in conversation with them about things that pertain specifically to equity for arts, nonprofits, and longtime Oakland residents who are taking a beating in gentrification, because the boom in Oakland quite obviously doesn't benefit everyone. So we managed to get the attention of the city, which is difficult to do in Oakland, and demand that they take and enforce their own policies. So Orton has to sit down with us over the next 120 days and discuss three really big ideas that will give community a voice in that space that would have been absent had we not challenged this becoming a private entity for the next century.
What are those three big ideas, Ayodele?
Community advisory board that will administer funds that have been allocated for equity target access to that performance space.
Mm-hmm.
Orton plans to form a nonprofit to run the Calvin Simmons Theater. So we're insisting that there is a community partner with that nonprofit that has equal power with that nonprofit in the running of the Calvin Simmons Theater. Mm. And that body will ensure that there will be free and low-cost access for community, again, for the duration of that 99-year lease. And the last idea is about some sort of community equity program. That has yet to be worked out, but the idea is that community could either have a controlling interest in that property for the entire time that Orton has an interest in the property, or the more exciting idea is there a way for community to actually purchase ownership equity in public space? If our city is going to give it away, then why don't we buy it? Hmm. Because if we do, then we'll never be in a conversation like this again. So essentially, the negotiations put community in the room, gave community a voice, gives community some power. And I think the most exciting thing about this is if authority lays a pathway but then fails to animate it, it is really exciting for me that community walks in and says that you're just not going to ignore us. We refuse to be ignored. Mm-hmm. So it's very much a case of what happened. It was very difficult to reach an agreement. And quite frankly, paperwork was signed about 30 minutes before the item was due to be pulled, because it's important for us to have a voice. But it's equally important for us to draw lines in the sand and to hold our city accountable. So we refused to withdraw the appeal, even though there's a lot of concern over whether or not we had the city will to carry it, and opted to sit down and to stay in conversation with a developer who, quite frankly, our city is going to do business with, whether or not it benefits us. And so what we accomplished was the chance for it to benefit us.
So there's 120 days. From an organizing standpoint or open community meetings, are you looking at taking place over the next 120 days, or have you not had the chance to sort that out yet?
Well, it's been a really intensive period. And so what I do know is that we have to have regularly scheduled meetings with this developer, and that we have to entertain working out the structures and the mechanisms for each of those large ideas. It will require the city of Oakland to take a different stance with this policy. There was a motion for a resolution last night to attach this agreement to the lease conditions of that building. And so these conversations need to be successful if the developer does plan to take conveyance of the building. So we would have community outreach meetings that have not been scheduled yet to talk about these large ideas, to get concepts and to flesh out how community would like to see them work, and to get a sense of what portion of community is willing to step into these roles that we've created that will keep the development accountable to us. And then there will be a series of meetings that are scheduled at regular intervals to sit down with the developer and to one by one tackle these events and to come to an agreement on what the structure and implementation will look like. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the 120 day period, in theory, all of those large ideas that we've forced into this conversation will have a structure and a mechanism, and we will know how these things work. And all this, like I said, happens within the next 120 days. So,
and because I think it's important, in our last sort of 60 seconds, Io, who on council has stepped up to the plate and seems to be towing the community line, and who needs a little bit more pressure?
I'd like to give a huge welcome to District 2's newest council person. Nikki Boss ran on a platform for people, and she has been a real big advocate for community having a voice and for equity to be a real thing in Oakland. Lynette McElhaney also supported this effort. And beyond that, the usual suspects that come down on the side of development remain the usual suspects.
Okay, so McElhaney switched teams. That's great. All right.
I'm encouraged when she does anything to support the Black Arts Movement District. It was her resolution.
Okay.
And so, you know, hope springs eternal.
Okay. All right, Iodelli and Zinga, we will continue to follow the story and engage with you for updates. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We were speaking to Iodelli Nzinga, the founder and executive director of the Black Arts Movement Business District, CDC, who is challenging the city's deal with Orton Development for $99 for 99 years at the Kaiser Auditorium. And on a very quick note, BAM CDC is the reason why Oakland got any workforce and truly affordable housing in the first 4 years of the Schaff administration due to engaging in a very similar process with another developer.